With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Dublin City Council has decided it will not remove the hundreds of tricolours erected by anti-immigration groups around the capital. Instead, they're going to launch initiatives to promote a deeper understanding of the Irish flag. Right-wing groups and individuals, along with members of local communities, began erecting those flags in large numbers on lampposts during the summer in breach of planning permission, echoing the Colours campaign in the UK. Supporters of the flag, of course, saying this is about patriotism and national pride. Opponents saying it's designed to intimidate immigrants and it's disrespecting the national flag. What do you make of Dublin City Council's decision?
I believe that they are correct in what they have done. I would guess out of step with many people on this one, perhaps not for the first time. I don't think any one group of people own the flag. I don't think the people that erect them in Dublin City own the flag, but I don't think the right-minded, good-minded liberal lefties of Ireland own the flag either. The flag belongs to every citizen of this country, and I think erecting it should not be an issue for anyone. I think it would have been wrong to take it down. There's Palestinian flags flying all over the place. There's all sorts of flags, EU flags, etc., flying all over the place. I don't have an issue with the tricolour being flown. I don't think this means these people own the tricolour, but I also wouldn't
That's the message they're sending out.
No, that's what they might believe, but yeah. I don't believe it. But I also don't think that we should take down our flag in our country. And I do think if people put up Palestinian flags, people wouldn't be taking them down. And I don't think that the tricolour should be taken down either. That's what I think.
Yeah, I hate this. I have to say, I hate the flags being up. I love the tricolour.
I know you do.
I want to see the tricolour flown from every school in the country, but I hate, and when I see the flags, my heart sinks because it's about intimidation. It's about exclusion. You're saying no one group owns the tricolour. I completely agree, but these flags being up there is actually a statement that one group does own the flag and one group are Irish and other people aren't Irish. That's what it's saying.
That doesn't make it true.
Yeah, but it is designed to intimidate. And something else. We're talking about the law of the land here. Like, all flags and flagpoles require planning permission. You cannot just put up flags anywhere you want. A number of the individuals, Conor Gallagher reporting in the Irish Times today, involved in the erection of flags, have a history of violence and criminal involvement. What we're saying here, what this message is saying out here is, you know what? Do what you want to do, or do what you have to do, and we're not going to do anything about it because it would cause more trouble than it's worth. I think that's a dangerous signal to send out. I think that's saying, it's a little bit like having every time you walk down the streets of Dublin, there's a smell of marijuana. It's another small seeding of the streets to people who we shouldn't be seeding the streets to.
Yeah, I don't think it is fair to say all people who put up flags
Hold on. I said a number of individuals involved in the erection of flags have a history of violence and criminal involvement. I didn't say everybody.
And I'm sure large numbers
flags.
Of people who put them up do not. But I don't, and I take your point on the planning permission, but to me, I come from the point of view that these people don't own the flags any more than I own the flags. And I don't have a right to say, you don't have, I've seen people say these people are not Irish. This is not what Ireland is. This is what one strand of Ireland is. The flag is the flag of all citizens. I do not object to it being flown by any citizen. I don't necessarily think it's designed to intimidate. I think it's designed I think it is hung to send a message.
A signal.
Yeah, I do think that, but I'm not
Ireland
sure.
Ireland for the Irish.
Yes, I think it is that. That is the thing. But to me, it is our flag and I'm still proud of our flag. And these people don't own this flag any more than I do. But I would not be taking down our flag in our country. I would leave it there. I have to state it again.
They're trying to claim ownership of the flag for an exclusive group.
Yeah, but they can't.
And we're letting them do that even though it's a breach.
We're leaving them up in breach of planning permission.
We're leaving them up.
I'm not really bothered by the planning permission aspect of it. Look, let us know what you think.
The law doesn't matter, you know.
Anyway, let us know what you think. The tricolour, should they be left up? Should they be taken down? What do you think? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.